what do all of these awards mean for the Wisconsin craft brew industry?
Well, I don't think any of the brewers or brewing companies in Wisconsin are surprised by this. We weren't really the pioneers of the craft brewing movement. It took off more in California, Colorado, the Pacific Northwest, and even the Northeast more quickly than it did in Wisconsin in the upper Midwest. But I've always felt that our beers compete with the beers from any region in the country really well. One of the reasons is that there's a lot of Germanic as well as Norwegian and Polish heritage in central Wisconsin and in the upper Midwest, which are countries with great brewing traditions and different brewing traditions than English-style ales.
All right. And that is one of the big things, again, is that the a lot of the stuff here in the States, or here in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of the cold brew lagers as opposed to the ales.
Right, including the Uberbock that we won our award for, our gold medal for.
What do you think this is going to mean for the future of craft brewing here in the state?
Craft brewing actually has a lot of room to grow, both nationally and within the state. I think we're pretty much close to the national trend, which is about 5.5% of all brewery sales are coming from craft beers these days. But all the growth in the industry is from craft beer. It's been double-digit growth most of the last 10 years, whereas macro large brewery products are selling at a fairly flat rate over that same period of time. There are certain regions in the country that craft beer accounts for more than 10% of sales already, and I think we're just headed in that direction. So I'm sure these awards will highlight to the consumer the quality beer that's being made in this region, and will help to push that 5.5% closer to 10%.
All right. And I think that is one of the big things, again, is that you mentioned there's a lot of room for growth. Craft beers, by their nature, tend to be small and medium-sized businesses.
Correct.
Is this a place where we're seeing some of this business growth here in the state?
Yes, and I'm not sure how many applicants, breweries there are coming through the pipeline in Wisconsin right now. But nationally, there's over 1,000 breweries in the planning stage, according to the Institute for Brewing Studies. And that means for, you know, every five breweries out there, there are three more being planned. So the industry is starting to reach a maturity. It's starting to be, you know, any market of reasonable size is starting to see a craft brewer operate locally. And if they haven't yet, they probably will in the next 1 to 3 years.
All right.
It'll mean more competition, which always means higher quality products for the consumer, which is a great thing.
When we're looking at this growth industry here in the state, obviously we also are looking at the imposition of the governmental control. Are you seeing problems with distribution with the new state laws on breweries and being able to serve in a brewery and that sort of thing?
There are laws, whether they're new or old, that I would love to see off the books or modified. I plan on working hard towards that over the next... I plan on working hard towards that with the Craft Brewers Guild over the next few years. I think there's a real need for quality distributors in the state, and they should get paid for their efforts, but they shouldn't be writing the laws. And the same for large breweries. There's a place for Miller products and Anheuser-Busch and Coors products on the shelves, but they shouldn't be making the rules, which all brewers have to live by. And I think part of it is just going to be educating, further working to educate the legislators on this matter. You know, just an aside here, someone just sent me a fax that the governor of New York, Cuomo, is holding a craft beer and craft winemakers summit. He had one a couple of weeks ago with Greek yogurt makers. And it's all to bring the industry to the lawmakers and say, you know, what's working, what's causing problems for your business that we don't really need to be worrying about. You know, and an example of that would be state label approval. If the federal government needs to approve beer labels, the state shouldn't really need to do so also. So there are a lot of legal issues like that, which can make a big difference both for the craft producer and for the state's beer drinkers.
All right. What's the future here for Great Dane and other breweries here in central Wisconsin?
Well, the Great Dane has 5 brew pubs operating in the state. By law, we're only allowed to have 6. If we had a lot more beer being sold at one of our pubs, we might only be allowed to have 2. And I think that we should look at changing those laws. Either that or the Great Dane is going to have to grow outside of Wisconsin, and we'd rather be providing more jobs for Wisconsin. We'd rather grow our company where we already have built a strong brand and a loyal following than trying to, you know, blaze new trails outside of Wisconsin.
Anything I've missed? Anything you think needs to be added?
No. I think the Great Dane is proud of the achievement and the award, but we also take it as a challenge to live up to being the best multi-unit brewpub company in the country.